It's traditionally an Italian neighborhood where kids grew up 30, 40, 50 years ago listening to their parents playing opera records. We hear so many of our customers come in and say, oh, this is Mario Lanza. My dad loved him, you know. And so we're sort of carrying the torch.
How did this tradition of singing get started?
Well, John opened his record shop in 1918. And in 1925, it moved to the spot where we are right now. He started across the street. And he was an opera lover. He decided that his first business when coming to America from Italy would include that love of opera. So he opened his gramophone shop, and the most famous singers who were on the RCA Victor label would pop in to make appearances, sign autographs, to sell their records. And then as time went on, going through the 20s when the Depression hit, purchasing records became something of a luxury. It wasn't something that everybody could go out and do anymore. So it was no longer a lucrative business effort having a record shop during the Depression. So he and his wife, who were already serving Spumoni and espresso to people who would come in, started serving food instead. And what was a Victor record shop became the Victor Cafe. Keeping the opera theme and the name Victor from RCA Victor, it transformed after the Depression into a cafe.
And he really had a relationship with RCA Victor over in Camden.
He was very close with those at RCA Victor over in Camden. In fact, they used to call him over there to get his expertise on what selections they should record and things like that, since he knew the repertoire so well.
Was it always singing waiters and waitresses?
At the repeal of Prohibition in 1933, that's when John DiStefano applied for his liquor license, which cost $400 at the time, which was a lot of money in 1933. And at that time, it was the guests who would sing, the many famous singers who would come in, but also the opera-loving patrons who were the regulars here, many of whom had great voices but didn't pursue singing as a profession. It was their vocation, so to speak, but it wasn't their money-making job. And so between 1933 and 1979, the performances in the restaurant were all done by patrons and visiting singers. And then we had a server here who happened to be an opera singer, and he asked the family if he could sing for his patrons, and that's how the tradition of having singing waiters was born.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.